And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy!
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds!
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
Welcome aboard the Athletics Can't Wait Jets podcast, your nonstop shop for all things Jets with Tim McMaster, Zach Rosenblatt, and Marissa Dunn.
Can't wait!
The 2023 NFL schedule finally out, and the Jets and Aaron Rodgers getting plenty of love from the league. Count them, five primetime games plus the first ever Black Friday game. We're going to get into all of it here on the Can't Wait podcast. I'm Tim McMaster, along with Zach Rosenblatt, our Jets reporter at The Athletic. The reason we are starting late is because I had to push the buttons because Marissa
I was saying, I noticed the intro said a different person than me.
Marissa will be here, she says. She's en route from flying back to New Jersey. Newark was a mess. Anyone who has ever flown into Newark has heard this story. So
not a fan of that.
But anyway, you're shocked to know that it was not smooth sailing getting from Newark, getting down to Newark and then getting out. So she's going to join us along the way, but we got plenty to get to, so we didn't want to wait any longer. Thanks for joining us. If you're watching the stream on YouTube, we love that. Get in the comments section. Tell us what you think about this Jets schedule, where they have to do well, where they can, you know, just need to survive, all those sorts of things. Get the conversation going and hit that thumbs up button. Subscribe if you haven't already and give us five stars. All right. I mentioned the primetime games. None bigger, Zach. We're going to start. We'll go through the schedule. Quick thought on kind of each game as we go. Then we'll talk about some bigger themes, I think. But nothing gets bigger than the opener. And we kind of knew something big was coming, right? When Aaron Rodgers comes over, it's the Jets. But it's Bills at Jets, Monday Night Football, week one, September 11th in New York. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger as far as the electricity, the emotions that are going to be going on in that stadium. I wish I could be there with you.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. I had a feeling they were going to get a primetime game to start the season. But you hear it, I don't know, like the Jets are Monday Night Football in week one. Like that's a big deal.
Right.
That just tells you what the NFL thinks about them. I mean, not only that, but their entire schedule tells you what the NFL thinks about them because they're featured pretty heavily. I was telling you, and we're going to get into each week and all that, but they have six 1 p.m. games, if I counted right. I think they have six 1 p.m. games this year, and they had 14 1 p.m. games last year. So that just kind of tells you. And they're going to be featured a lot. There's going to be a lot of pressure on them. I've been asking a lot of players, coaches, and stuff the last couple of weeks, like, you're going to have a target on your back. Do you think this team can handle that and all that? Somebody pointed out they were Monday Night Football week one in 2018. I wasn't covering them then, so I forgot about that, I guess. But it feels like a bigger deal this time that it's the case. it's exciting. I mean, that game is going to be a lot of fun, or it should be at least. Having it at MetLife is huge, and instead of having it in Buffalo. Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, these two defenses, the two teams that should be duking it out for the AFC East with the Dolphins throughout this season. And you know, especially whenever it's a divisional game, week one, that has a little more value that you kind of forget about as the season goes along. But if the division is as close as I think it's going to be, like, this game is going to matter down the line. So if the Jets can come out and win, which, you know, there might be some excuse making as people are making their predictions of Aaron Rodgers to get used to his new team and blah, blah, blah. They can't really afford to wait. Like, they need to go out and win. I think we're going to learn a lot about them that day. Like, I'm not going to be ready to say if they lose, okay, they're not as good as we thought they were going to be. But I think if they win, then we might have to really take them seriously as like a team that could win 12, 13 games. So it's a weirdly swing game in week one.
Yeah, the schedule makers didn't do them any favors as far as giving this team time to gel as a unit with Aaron Rodgers, because it is, man, tough right out of the gate. It was last year, too, but I think this is actually even tougher than a year ago. All right, let's go through the rest of the schedule. Kind of quick thoughts on each of these games. Then we'll talk big picture. Week two at Dallas. It's Dallas. It's, you know, an East game, right? I mean, that's a fun way to come out of that first game. And then you come back the next week and you're hitting the road going down and can play against a Cowboys team that who knows what to expect.
I will say that we're going to find out if this Jets defense is as good as it was last year pretty quickly, because to have those two teams back to back, arguably two of the like three or four best or most talented offenses in the league, I think, if you just look at, or even production wise, if you look last year, it's going to be hard. You're going to go to Dallas. You know, Dallas, I think, in the past has had a lot of like weird struggles at the beginning of the season where they have like a weird loss early on. This wouldn't be a weird loss, but Aaron Rodgers has had a lot of success against the Cowboys historically, which is like with the Jets and this podcast, and when you cover the Jets, I think there's always been a tendency if you look at numbers, okay, this is how the Jets have done against X team. You know, this is how they've done this time of the year. With Aaron Rodgers is like a different subset stat that you have to consider now for these things, because Aaron Rodgers, I think he's been pretty good on Monday Night Football. I think he has a winning streak, I believe, on Monday Night Football. That's been going on for a little bit. And he's been really good against the Cowboys. Some of his signature games have come against them. And especially if they're coming off a win in Buffalo, they'll be feeling themselves. Go to Dallas. Tough environment. Beginning of the season, Dallas crowd will be pretty lit. That stadium is fun. I covered a lot of games in Dallas from covering the NFC East for 4 years. But that's another one that I think that'll be a fun game, but not an easy one. Like that's as you were saying, like this beginning stretch of the schedule is hard, and the wins are going to be hard to come by, and we're going to find out what everybody's made of here.
Yeah, and then week three is a game that with Aaron Rodgers, you would imagine this. It's almost like a game this team has to win. But as far as mental hurdles go, and I think what Aaron Rodgers needs to bring to this team is the ability to beat the New England Patriots. I almost went into last year assuming they would at least beat the Patriots once, right? Like they got to get them once. And it's just the cycle just continues. I mean,
those were the two games that ended Zach Wilson. So.
Yeah, right? Like it was the downfall of the season was the Patriots and how poorly they played against the Patriots. So you go, here you go. You get Buffalo, which is a game that's going to be tough to win. At Dallas, you would hope they would win that one, but that's on the road. And then suddenly you're facing your demons, so to speak, against the Patriots in week three.
Yeah, if Rodgers wasn't aware of the whole Jets-Patriots thing, which I don't see why he would be, he's going to find out about it pretty quickly as he starts getting asked about it that week, as his teammates bring it up. It's going to be a thing until it's not a thing anymore. Like they need to beat them. And they're in the this is the best position they've been in to beat the Patriots since Tom Brady was the quarterback, like if you think about it, because the Jets have never had more talent than the Patriots probably in this whole stretch. Or at the very least, you never went into that game thinking the Jets were the better team. And I think you're going to go into it thinking that this year. Because the Patriots, I think people are kind of sleeping on them to a degree. Probably because their quarterback situation is pretty wonky compared to everybody else. But they still have very talented defense. They improve their weapons. They're not going to be a walkover. They're never a walkover. The Patriots are just not a team that usually gets blown out. So, you know, it's. I don't think it's going to be an easy game. It's a game that they should win. But will they? You know, history says the Jets don't beat the Patriots. But will Aaron Rodgers end that? Like, if anybody was going to, it would be Aaron Rodgers. So, that's going to be a fascinating one. I think that'll be the game. Whatever happens the first two games, whether they go 1-1, 0-2, 2-0, if he beats the Patriots, Jets fans will be all in at that point. Like, it's going to be, you know, especially if they went 1-1 or 2-0 to start, and then he beats the Patriots, like, he's going to run this city. and it's crazy to say, but that's kind of how it works around here. If he could be the one to beat the Patriots, everybody will love him.
Throwing some numbers up here. And this one that you appreciate. I win the hat battle tonight, according to Dan Botter.
Yeah,
that never happens.
Yeah, but he's biased, though.
Eh, somewhat. Sorry. All right. So you go through that three. I'm not going to say that's a gauntlet, right? Because when you look at Dallas and New England, this Jets team should win those games. So you feel like 2-1 is probably capable. But then, the only thing that's coming up next is a Sunday night game against the defending Super Bowl champs, the Chiefs, on October 1st. So you get that. Let me group a few here. So you have that, Then you go to Denver, which Denver was bad last year, but this is a Denver team led by Sean Payton with Russell Wilson. And Denver's always hard to play. And then, other team that went to the Super Bowl last year, back at home, the Eagles. I mean, man.
Yeah, to have the two Super Bowl teams in the span of 3 weeks. And yeah, I wrote a schedule thing for the website, just like going through like the toughest stretch, best game, hardest game, best offense, best defense. Most of the answers were in like that first 6 week stretch. I think you're going to, again, how that six game stretch goes is going to kind of dictate what their ceiling is. Because if they come out of that 3-3, you're in good shape. You can compete for the AFC East. If you're, one above that, if you're 4-2, I think you feel really good about yourself. Cause that means you beat a really good team in there, plus the Broncos and the Patriots or whatever the combination is, whoever won, we never actually know. We come into the season assuming certain teams are going to be good and some are going to be bad. And then weird stuff happens, obviously, but.
Yeah, last year we figured playing the Packers was going to be a
even the Broncos. Loss. The Broncos, I feel like a lot of people thought we're going to be really good. So I think that stretch we're going to really find out what this team is made of. I would say, and then if you get through that stretch in good shape, the rest of the schedule really doesn't scare me particularly much. Like, there's not like a stretch after that I'm like, okay, because like, I'm just looking at it right now. There's maybe the Bills Dolphins back to back because two divisional games. But other than that, there's not like any back to back games where I'm like, or even three games in a row where I'm like, oh no. Like, it looked like you mentioned last year, it felt like the flip side last year where I think I remember us talking about how the second half of the schedule seemed a lot harder.
The beginning was hard, then it got easy, but then it finished.
Yeah,
it
but finished the way
this one just
happen.
Opens up at the end.
So that's why I think. They can, even if they started hypothetically with a losing record, they can get out of it because of the way the schedule is and all that. You don't want to start slowly and then, you have to recover from it at the end. But I think if they start hot, I think this team, again, like if they start 4-2, 5-1, whatever, like I think we're going to have to talk about this team as like winning the AFC title. Like, but, yeah, if not, like they can still bounce back from it, win the AFC East, get one of the wild cards, whatever it is. But, by the way, isn't it kind of, it's weird like talking about the Jets like in this way. Like we're just like, it's almost like assuming that, okay, so, the ceiling is, they're 5-1. Like, I don't think we ever talked about the Jets like that to start a season. So,
and somebody made a point that like everyone's talking about like what's the tough stretch of the Jets schedule. And maybe the Jets are the tough part of everyone else's schedule this year, right?
People like, have to be looking at it like that now. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a different attitude. Well, we will see, right? Like you have to prove it. And they certainly haven't done that yet. So the reward for that gauntlet, though, is the bye week.
Yeah.
Which I think because of that stretch comes at a perfect time. Like week seven feels a little early overall, right? You'd rather have it like, either the middle or the back half a little bit, but because of what you're coming out of in those first six games, it feels like a good spot. Week seven, like regroup or like start reading your press clippings, I guess at that point, depending on how it went. And then they come out of that week eight at the Giants, which is going to be, hope that's just going to be a lot of fun. Like, I will say this, I hope the Giants get off to a start like they did last year, just because I would want this game to be a true, like, okay, it's the battle of New York, New Jersey, and both these teams are legit playoff, caliber teams.
Although the Giants have a really hard schedule to start the season. Yeah. It's like they have like a West Coast road trip at like the beginning of the season. And I was pretty down on the Giants, if everybody remembers, going into last season. I thought their roster was awful. I still don't think their roster is particularly good, but they're well coached. They have more talent than they did last year. They're not going to roll over for the Jets. They're going to be motivated because everybody's going to be talking about the Jets and not really about them. But yeah, that'll be a fun one. I'm looking forward to it. There'll be a lot of storylines. Yeah, but coming out of the bye, some rest. Let's say they get beat by the Eagles pretty good. Going to the bye, licking your wounds, wanting to get back out there. Come out of the bye, you got to beat the Giants. Like, I don't think they can lose that game. It doesn't necessarily matter for the AFC East standings, but I don't think I'd feel good about the Jets' chances this season if they lose to the Giants, personally. I just don't think the Giants, I think they're going to take a step back this season.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone?
Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
All right, and with that, hey, Luke is here.
Hello. I didn't even have time to grab my microphone. I'm so sorry I'm late.
No, you're good.
I will catch up on everything. I apologize to all the listeners.
It's all right. We blamed you for us being on late, and then really we blamed Newark Airport. So
yeah, I mean, the worst. I feel like all people can relate to that. So I'm a nightmare. But we're here. The schedule is out. Lots of primetime stuff, so I'm curious to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, we are through the bye week and through the Giants, week 8. So you're hitting us right here at the middle.
Perfect.
Which is really, here we go with primetime, right? Back to back. They get the Chargers at home Monday night, and then they go to Vegas for Sunday night against the Raiders, Zach. And then you follow that up with the trip to Buffalo. It's just a fun part of the season because you feel like Chargers, Vegas, those are winnable games in primetime. Like, it's just going to be exciting, I think.
The Chargers, you know, you never know what you're going to get with the Chargers week to week. Like, talent-wise, they're always one of the most talented. But having that at home is clutch. The Vegas one, I'm excited for. A free work trip to Vegas is one of the best
I feel like perks. You're going to need to write a story based on, like, the flight over and the number of Jets fans.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, they're heading out. In general, there's probably going to be more, like, traveling Jets fans this year, honestly. So I'm going to be curious to see that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Vegas, because that's a good trip. That's a good trip, obviously, for fans to go on. I should say, my job in Arizona, I used to cover the Arizona basketball, and they would have the Pac-12 tournament in Vegas every year. So I'd have a free work trip to Vegas. But you don't want to be in Vegas more than, like, 2 or 3 days. And I covered Arizona, who was always, like, the number one seed. And so it would start on, like, Wednesday, so I'd have to get there Wednesday, and then I'd have to stay until they lost, and they would have to make it to the championship game. So I'd be in Vegas, like, Wednesday to Sunday. It was rough. But it feels like you're playing with free money when you're in Vegas and it's a work trip, is what I would say.
Can't gamble the per diem. If you're heading anywhere there, though, make sure it's BetMGM.
Yes.
6MGM.
Obviously.
The exclusive betting partner.
just playing the slots, you know, penny slots.
All right, and then after the trip to Buffalo, which at least they have the two Buffalo games out of the way by week 11, and then it's this first ever Black Friday game, which is cool. We thought maybe the Jets would get a Thanksgiving Day game.
Yeah, I was convinced they would.
And this is, I mean, I think from a team perspective, this is better because you get the extra day of prep. It's not as bad. Like, nobody likes Thursday games, so a Friday game is slightly better, although when the day before that game is Thanksgiving, I don't know. But it's also it's a home game, so Miami. It's at 3 p.m. Travel on Thanksgiving.
Having it at 3 p.m. is weird. Like, a football game at that time is strange, but
right.
As somebody pointed out to me on Twitter, which I thought was funny. I can't remember who it was, so I'm sorry. But the MetLife is right next to the American Dream Mall, and it's on Black Friday, so it is like the idea that it's Black. There might be busy over there at the mall.
Might be
too.
Traffic.
Yeah.
You better leave at like 6 a.m.
And do your get your shopping out of
that's way, true right? Yeah, and hit them. Yeah, and just kill two birds with one stone. Maybe it's cheaper to park at American Dream and walk over. I don't know.
It's interesting that they don't face the Dolphins until week 12. And who knows, maybe the Mike White
might be the quarterback by then.
Somebody terrible joke mentioned, like, Mike White versus Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I saw that.
let's not think about that. So they get that on that, and then they hit a stretch here that I think this final, like, six game stretch, I think we can kind of cruise through here.
Yeah,
is it opportunity to really just, I think, go on a run.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, this could be 6-0. Like when you look at it, I mean, it's hard to win football games in the NFL.
Yeah.
But home versus the Falcons, home versus the Texans. Then they go to Miami. That's always a tough game. Although easier in December as far as like not the sweltering heat and all that
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And then they're home for the Commanders. Then they go to Cleveland.
On Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday night game for Cleveland. And then at New England week 18, which who knows what's on the line. That could be really a lot. Right? Yeah. Especially if they lose the first time and they still haven't beaten the Patriots and the division's on the line or there's playoff implications. Like who knows? Or that game could be pointless if the Patriots are in fact not very good. And the Jets have had a great run and have things wrapped up. Who knows? But always it's a fun way to end it. But that final six game stretch feels like it's just a run up to the playoffs and a chance for this team to get some momentum.
I mean, you could convince me that all six of those teams miss the playoffs in theory. Like there's more wild cards, so odds are like one or two of them will make it. And somebody in there will be surprised. Like I think a lot of people like the Falcons as like a surprise team this year. They've had a lot of talent on offense. I don't know who their quarterback is the problem. But like you said, nobody's a pushover. I think the Texans will play everybody hard. I don't think they have the ability to like beat a lot of teams. I think the Browns will be better with Watson in his second year. The Dolphins, if Tua's last that long, they have as many weapons as anybody in the league. Like, I don't know that any of those games will be easy. And Jets make everything not easy, as we know. So whether or not it's Rodgers, until that doesn't keep happening, like they're gonna, I'm gonna assume that they shoot themselves in the foot in some way at various points this season. But yeah, like you said, that you have the ability to go into the playoffs with some real momentum there. And it, like I said, if they start off as hot as they can, like 4-2, 5-1 in that six game stretch, like you could be playing, like I said, for the conference title and playing for a bye because of the way that stretch plays out. Again, you don't want to like look past teams. This is a team that has to learn how to win. That whole cliche, I think they really do still have to learn how to like win these games that matter. But you have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, and anything is possible. And that's why I said they can start maybe slow if they had to, and then not if they had to. If they wind up starting slow, you can bounce back because you look at the second half of the schedule, and I think Sal will be able to preach like, "Look, we started slow, but like, you know, that he's not going to say this to us, but like the schedule is there for them to take it." So I think the schedule played out pretty favorably for them in a lot of ways. You know, getting those tests out in the beginning, in a way, maybe that'll be good in the sense that they're going to have these battles, you know, 6 weeks of battles. You come out of the bye and then, you know, it's not going to be as hard again. Like there's nobody at the end of their schedule that's as good as anybody in their first 6 weeks, except for the Bills who they play again. Everybody after that, like the Eagles and the Chiefs and the Cowboys are maybe three of the five best teams are going to play this year talent-wise, and they're all in the beginning. So, and then you add the Bills into that, who I believe are also right there. And then you could probably argue like the Dolphins the Dolphins would probably be the other talented team, or the Chargers. So, you know, you're going to get the battles in the beginning, and then you're, you know, better suited to go out the rest of the way and not ease up.
All right. So let's get into like big picture stuff here. Obviously, I think the toughest stretch is the beginning, right? Like whether you consider it the first four games, I guess the first six games, that's the tough stretch. Four of those teams made the playoffs last year, including the two Super Bowl teams. And the easiest stretch is at the end, right? I feel like we've covered that. But what is the, when you look at this whole schedule, what's the must watch game in your mind?
I mean, it feels weird to say. I mean, I think week one is the must-watch game, honestly.
I know. Like, I totally agree.
Yeah.
With Aaron Rodgers.
Especially
debut,
with all what the Jets are going to look like with Aaron Rodgers is like a big the unknown is always like, that's why week one is always so fun, because we always assume certain teams are going to be good, or, you know, like everybody assumes the Lions are going to take the next step, but maybe it's someone else that takes the next step and not the Lions opening the season opening game, by the way. Like, who would have guessed that? Like a couple years ago, even like the Jets and Lions are the featured games in week one. So I say the Bills game. You know, I'm personally excited for the Chiefs game and the Eagles game. I think those are like going to be, they could potentially be games that are lopsided, but if the Jets can keep it with them, those should be really, really fun. But yeah, the Bills won in week one. Like, Jets and Bills last year, those games were a lot of fun, and that was with Mike White and Zach Wilson at quarterback. These are teams with really good defenses, a lot of weapons. And yeah, you're going to find out if the Jets are legit or not, you know, if they can come out and beat the Bills in week one at home in front of everybody. Like, that'll go a long way towards building some confidence in that locker room too.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
All right, so that's the must watch. What about must win when you look at all these games? What's the game they have to come up with?
Yeah, you're talking about this before the podcast. I ultimately went with their last game, week 18 against the Patriots. You know, if you think they're going to be a team that wins 12 or 13 games, then that's not a must win. But I'm not ready to predict them winning that many just yet. I had them around 10 or 11, and we're going to get into like the, you know, our official prediction. I'll make my official announcement. But anyway, at that range, you're fighting either for a playoff spot or for the division. And I think so you're going to have the Patriots divisional game in week 18. And I think that might be a game that kind of tips the scales in either direction. And so I think that would be the must win. You know, if you're asking me early, like if we're looking early in the season, I think honestly that even that Broncos game, I could argue in week five, you lose to the Broncos in week five coming out of that hard stretch to start the season. I think you feel you might get a little worried as you head into that bye week. So those would kind of be my two answers, I guess.
So I have the Patriots, but the first game, because I think they have to win. They just week three at home. First, the Patriots. They just have to win it from a psyche perspective. That has to be on the as a W. That's mine. But I'm not saying it. You're, you know, week 18 could be absolutely huge. So
yeah,
I hear what you're saying there. All right. Best fan trip for Zach slash or best road trip for Zach slash fan base. Where should people be going? I think we kind of already hinted at it.
Yeah. I mean, so I would say where fans should be going, I think I would highly recommend the Denver trip. They've gone to Denver like a lot in recent years, so I don't know if some fans have gone on that trip already. But Denver's one of the most fun cities in America, in my opinion. You can't go wrong with Miami in December, if we're being honest. Like every year when the Miami trip comes during the winter. But yeah, Vegas is the number one. I mean, if you can swing, like it's an expensive trip. It's not easy to have a cheap trip to Vegas, both flights and hotel. If you want a cheap hotel, you got to stay off the strip. You still have a lot of fun staying off the Vegas strip. But that's just a fun trip to do with some friends, whether it's, you know, a group of guys, a group of girls, families, like whatever you want to do. Like there's something for everybody in Vegas. And it's going to be fun to see how many Jets fans make the trip, because if as many go as I hope, like they're going to be taking over the strip and stuff. You're going to see these drunk Jets fans just yelling J-E-T-S Jets. Like, I just think of when I was in London covering the Eagles game in 2019, and just like there's just like bars and bars all over London full of Eagles fans just doing these loud chants, like being rowdy. And I hope the Jets bring that energy this season to the road games, because especially as the season progressed, not that Jets fans traveled poorly or anything. There were definitely games where they traveled very well. But I never felt it like on the airplane flying over or like them taking over bars and stuff like that. So I want to see that this year from the Jets fans. I think they can do it.
It is a overall though, when as far as road games go, this is a good season for you. I mean, it's not Europe, but
pretty. I know, I was hoping for a Europe trip, but I'll save that for next year.
Yeah, but like you said, Denver. You know, Miami can come early in the season and be miserable, but it's in December when you're going to really need it.
And I get off. I get off for a New Year. We get Jets fans and me get to celebrate New Year's Eve, and the Marissa and Michael Dunn household too. We got a Thursday night game leading into New Year's. Yep.
Yeah,
yeah.
We're all very excited about that on the group chat.
Yeah, I mean, from a player perspective, Michael likes that players like that because that's the mini bye. It's considered a mini bye.
Right.
Afterwards, so, right.
Yeah, because you get the weekend off. So it could be good for the Jets that it's so late if they're in playoff contention.
Good point. Yeah, and then they get some extra time for the Patriots game. Yeah.
Yeah. So in that sense, it could be good. But, you know, if your season's close to over, it also could be bad too. Because it's like you wasted that weekend of recovery and, you know, guys like mental break.
Oh, and they only have one more game left after that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like there's pros to that, the late mini bye, but then there's some cons too. So, but it also falls on New Year's Eve weekend. Yeah. So that's nice. Right.
Like selfishly, anytime I can avoid having to cover something on a holiday on the road in particular, I'm happy about it. Like I know the Giants beat, when I got the Giants schedule last year, I knew that they had a Thanksgiving game on the road, they had a Christmas game on the road, and they might have even been on the road for New Year's. I can't remember, but I don't know. Like, you know, I'm not going to complain. I love my job, and I get to go to some cool places and stuff like that. But you know, being able to spend the holidays with the family is also nice too.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. So strength of schedule is interesting this year in the NFL because it's the Easts are playing each other, right? AFC, NFC.
Yeah, yeah.
And this tough, this is the top eight strength of schedule. Eagles 1, Dolphins 2, Patriots 3, Cowboys 4, Giants 5, Jets 6, Bills 7, Commanders 8. So those teams that, you know, it's funny because a couple of years ago, you wouldn't think that with the NFC East. But last year, all the teams in that division were, you know, good. And the AFC East is looking that way too. So all those records for all those teams, the worst one is the Commanders with a 535. Is the winning percentage for the teams they're playing.
Oh, wow.
But it's all between 566 and 535. So tough stretch for the East teams. They'll all be beating up on each other throughout the season. Anything else before we do predictions?
So preseason, I should say that the Jets do have an extra preseason game.
Oh, extra game, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be at Cleveland for the Hall of Fame game. They're at Carolina the week after that. Then they're playing the Bucks. I think they're going to do joint practices with the Bucks in New York. And they have the Giants for the last one. I know they love doing the joint practice last year with the Giants, but as people have pointed out, they are playing them this year. So I don't know if that'll change the calculus there, if they still do that. But I think teams like to do two joint practices. So I guess they could do it in Carolina. I haven't heard anything yet. Actually, I haven't been to Charlotte, so that'll be a new city for me. But yeah, so there's the preseason. If there are any fans going in the preseason, I think Zach Wilson will probably be getting a lot of reps. I think they actually might be one of the more interesting preseason teams, ultimately. And if Rodgers plays at all, which would be fun. So longer preseason, earlier training camp, all that good stuff.
All right, let's do predictions. We'll go game by game. Marissa, are you going to play along? You can take week 17 off, but otherwise, do you want to do the rest? Okay.
Sure. Right. I mean, you guys are more prepared for this, but
since I just asked you if you wanted to do it,
yeah,
that's right. We're going to do this again right before the season starts.
Okay,
you know how our minds have changed from now to then.
I will be on maternity leave at that point, so I'll just appease Jets fans and say W for each one.
Right there, you go. There you go. All right, week one, Buffalo. I have a loss.
I'm going to say win.
Yeah, win. I think that they're going to come out and
I don't know. I just got a feeling. And some weird stuff with the Bills, too. I don't know.
All right. Dallas, I have a win.
I'm going to go loss in Dallas.
Okay.
I'm going to go win.
You're going to go 17-0 anyway, aren't you?
Yeah.
versus the Patriots. I call this the game they had to win, so I give them a win here.
Yeah, I'll go win here as well. So 2-1 start for me.
3-0 start for me.
Wow. Marissa's in.
Sunday night against the Chiefs, I have a loss.
Okay,
I was going to say, if you pick them to pick the Chiefs, then you might be really thinking about them as a...
yeah.
I have a win in Denver.
Yeah, win in Denver.
Yeah, who knows what Denver's going to look like? I mean, who knows?
They should be better.
I mean, Sean Payton's a good
coach. I don't think you could get much worse.
Yeah.
You would think
they might want to show Nathaniel Hackett.
That's true. That is the Nathaniel Hackett game. That makes that more fun.
It's going to be nice and awkward that week, I'm sure.
Very awkward. Yep. Yeah. Eagles at home, I have a loss.
Yeah, that's a loss.
I might have to take this one off my two podcasts.
No, you got to pick it.
I think it's a loss.
Okay.
It's the Marissa Dumb Bowl. That's true.
Yeah. But good game.
Good game.
There you go. Good game. It'll be a good one.
I have them beating the Giants.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Beating the Chargers.
I'll say lose to the Chargers.
That game's home.
Yes.
No, yeah.
Monday night.
Yeah. I think that's a win.
I have them winning in Vegas.
Me
winning
too.
In Vegas.
Hopefully Zach also wins in Vegas. loss at Buffalo.
Yeah, loss at Buffalo as well.
Buffalo's going to have to, yeah.
Black Friday win.
Yeah, win for me.
Yes. Win.
Atlanta win.
Atlanta win.
Houston win. Miami, I have a loss.
I'm gonna have them sweeping Miami.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that they'll beat Miami.
I got them beating Washington.
Yeah.
I'll say they beat Washington.
I have them beating Cleveland. Zach, we'll let Marissa skip this one.
Yeah, you know where my heart's at for this one.
Man, I right now I have them on a 5-game winning streak. I'll say loss at the Browns.
Okay. Just to break and up. Patriots, I have them losing that one.
And I'll have them winning the Patriots at the end. So I think I have them with 10 wins.
So you got 10 and 7. I have 11 and 6. Marissa has 1, 2, 3.
Wait, no, I have 11 wins, actually. I have them at 11 and 7. 11 and 6.
Marissa has 13. Did you say win or loss for New England, Marissa? The second game.
The second game.
Well, that's what am I at so far? I might say loss. I think
that'll be your 13th win.
Yeah, so they're in the playoffs by then. They're going to rest people and.
So you got them at 12 wins?
So you have 12 and 4 with a.
With the asterisk. Question.
With an asterisk, yeah.
Yes.
Because there's not, yeah, they're only playing 16 games.
And me and Zach both have 11. We're both 11 and 6, Zach. So.
Wow. I guess we're optimistic. Can't wait, pod.
What does the chat think? Really quick, though. People throw in your records. Let us know what you think. But
someone has them with 13 and a Super Bowl win. So they're really tempering expectations.
That's more optimistic than us. But I think 11 and 6 gives you a chance at the division.
Yeah.
If you
not
split
a lock,
the Buffalo
but gives
games.
You a chance at it.
Yeah, you have to split those Buffalo. I have them losing both to Buffalo, so
yeah.
I think they probably don't win the division, but I don't think that matters. I mean,
yeah, I think in my prediction, initial prediction thing I did for in my story on The Athletic, I had them second in the division with 10 wins, but I didn't really go as much through the schedule as I did this time. So, 10 or 11 is kind of where I'm at, and I probably will stick at that unless they make it a big splash this offseason of some sort, which I don't necessarily think they're going to, but. If Joe Douglas has something up his sleeve, I might change my mind.
Yeah, and that's how we'll. That's why we'll change things. We'll do this again right before the season starts.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot can change between now and then.
Exactly. Dan Botter casting a wide net says 10 to 13 wins. Come on.
Yeah. Come on. I mean, that's where we all kind of fell, right?
Yeah, but so, like
anywhere from 9 to 17 wins, I would say.
Sean says 9 to 10 with an upside of 11.
That's fair. All right. I think
better than 7 and 10. So
oof, it certainly is. And if they start the way they did last year, they'll definitely, you can't help but win down the stretch in the schedule. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Do we have anything else? We're good.
Yeah. They signed Al Woods officially today. I know some people are getting worried about that, but everybody already knows about that by now. It seems like you're going to have a bunch of rotational guys next to Quinnen, which we'll see how that works out. After losing Sheldon Rankins. But yeah, I think good signing.
All right. And with that, we are going to call it a night. This has been fun. Thanks for joining us and talking about the schedule with us. If you're tuning in later, thanks. And check out the stream if you haven't yet. We love having people in here talking and conversing. The community is growing. So keep it up and give us the 5-star review. If you want to join The Athletic, go to theathletic.com/can't wait. We'll talk to everybody again.
Hey, football fans, this is Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Get the top stories in pro football snapped directly to your inbox with our latest NFL newsletter, Scoop City. Jacob Robinson and I will bring you the daily scoop of top NFL articles, posts, and podcasts every Monday to Friday. Sign up for free now at theathletic.com/scoop.